G'day punters, welcome back to the AFL Lions season 2016. On face value, an absolute bludger of a week, big fella. I'm at a bit of a loss here. I'm going to need a bit of guidance from you.
Yeah, we didn't miss much last week while I was on the other side of the world, and we wouldn't have missed much this week if I'd stayed, I reckon. There might be one or two there, but it's going to be heavy going, I'd reckon.
Absolutely.
Speaking of heavy going, apparently it's going to be pissing down at the Adelaide Oval on Thursday night for the Crows and North Melbourne. Crows laying about 3 goals, and the total points line is already about 140.
I guess in wet conditions, obviously, that takes or nullifies the impact of both sides' big forwards, certainly to a degree. Pack crashing and all that other sort of business notwithstanding. It'll be a strong, contested game of football. North Melbourne should welcome back. Definitely Swallow, and Cunnington will be a very good chance to come back into that side from the team that lost to Hawthorn last week. So really bolsters their inside capacity, particularly from the contested ball winning in Cunnington and the tackling department, which is Swallow's forte. So I think even though North Melbourne probably haven't been at the peak of their form over the last month, they were stiff not to beat the Hawks last week, won most of the contested categories, just said poor kicking let them down. I think 3 goals is a lot for two quality teams, particularly in the wet. So I'm happy to take the points.
Yep, I'm on exactly the same bandwagon. I'd be leaning the plus, maybe betting it in the dry. Very happy to take it in the wet when 3 goals is worth 4 or 5 in the dry. North really haven't put too many missteps this year. I mean, they got beaten pretty convincingly by Geelong, but they lost Swallow early in that game, and they were pretty much down to one man on the bench in the third quarter.
Yeah.
As you said, they had their chances against Hawthorn. I think they're in that, they're not quite the absolute elite side, but they're in that sort of second tier, and I think that's where Adelaide are. Particularly with rain being a bit of an equaliser, I think 3 goals is at least one too many here, and I'm happy to take the plus.
Nice.
Friday night, we're at the MCG, where apparently it'll be pissing down as well. Collingwood are hosting Fremantle. Pies laying half a goal or thereabouts. Total points line already low 150s.
Yeah, look, Fremantle have come back to a bit of form. Good win there last week. Collingwood is still a bit tough to sort of pick what they're actually bringing to the table. I just don't know. Again, we've said it a few times already, but they're not a trustworthy unit
at
the best of times. So
no, and they were pretty bloody untrustworthy against Melbourne, and they started reasonably quick and then folded up just as quickly.
Yeah, look, it's one of those things. It's two probably genuine bottom six teams playing against each other in the rain. Everything's in play, so that's an easy walk away for me.
Yeah, I couldn't care less about this game. Let's move on.
Good.
Saturday afternoon, and things only get marginally better here. We've got Richmond and Brisbane at the MCG. Tigers laying about 6.5 goals. Total points line around the low to mid 190s.
Well, you'd say Richmond should probably win this comfortably. they had a bye last week, I'm pretty sure. So had a week spell after a win. I won't call it a comfortable win against the Gold Coast. The game. Funnily enough, I was at that game, and there was
Richmond. They did their best to lose it.
They absolutely did. There was Richmond supporters leaving in droves 10 minutes into the fourth quarter. They did turn around and kick the next 5 to win pretty comfortably in the end. But you'd expect them to beat Brisbane anywhere. But again, two genuine bottom six teams.
Yep.
It's no interest to me. There's too much variable.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't trust either of them. Tigers have covered 3 of their last 12 as favourites of more than 3 goals. Lions have covered 3 of their last 16 on the road. Both teams trend a bit to the over, but the line now getting closer to that 195 mark is getting a fraction rich for me, particularly if that Friday night rain from the MCG does actually hang over into Saturday morning. You could see that line swing pretty hard towards the under. At this stage, this is an easy no play for me.
Yep.
Saturday twilight, we're at Spotless Stadium in Greater Western Sydney as the Giants host Carlton. Giants laying 6.5 to 7 goals, total points line about the 180 mark.
Yeah, look, I'm leaning pretty hard towards the plus in this game, purely because it'll no doubt be wet again up at Spotless. Regardless of the forecast, it'll be a bog up there. It's been pissing down in Sydney for the better part of a month now, so I don't. And Carlton aren't they're not an easy beat. They do have some weak performances in them, I'm sure, at times. But They've really had a proud work ethic this year, and their structure's been quite good, especially defensively. So, I'm really, really close to taking the points, but GWS, if they turn it on, hit their straps, they could cover that in a quarter. So there's probably just enough there for me to stay out of it, but really strong lean towards the points in this game. I just can't bring myself to put money on it.
I'm going the other way. On the back of that, really that record at Spotless for GWS this year, they've hosed Hawthorn there. Beat Gold Coast by 15 goals. They beat the Dogs by 4 goals, and the Dogs were lucky to stay that close. They beat Sydney by 7 goals. Carlton are the second worst side on that list of 5 pretty comfortably. They won the 2 games between their sides by 13 goals or more last year. It just feels like one of those games. I looked at it originally and I thought, that's a lot of points. Mm. And I just looked at these ominous buggers that are killing everyone at home. You think, even if there's only 3 goals in it midway through the fourth, you would be in no way safe.
Yeah.
And I think last week was a little bit of a wake-up call against Essendon. They won the second half by near enough 7 goals.
Yeah.
They can't pull that crap again, and I wouldn't have thought at home that they would do so. So I'm happy enough to lay the points here.
Sweet.
Saturday night, we're at the Docklands, Etihad Stadium for St Kilda and Geelong. Saints getting about 5.5 goals, total points line low 180s.
Yeah, well, the Cats' form's been pretty hard to resist, I think, in recent times. They're just a bit of a cut above at the moment, a lot of flexibility forward of centre, very strong defensive unit, and we all know what their midfield can do. St Kilda are that team that are on the rise. They've struggled against the really good teams. Like they got pants by West Coast over there.
They got killed really twice team. On the road, but they were pretty good against Hawthorn when both were on the road, and they gave North a fair shake.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet whether it's they can't play good sides or they can't play on the road.
Yeah, that's a good point. But
that's my worry at the moment. I can't quite. This is a game that helps line up. Are they just no good against good sides?
Regardless of that,
they get hosed by the Dogs, didn't they?
Yeah, they do play Etihad pretty well though. Yeah. So
they covered 12 of the last 19 there, so it's enough to worry me about laying the points.
I think they can kick 12 goals against Geelong, and that'll be enough to see this go over the low 180s line. Not too keen in the actual in the line itself this week with the 5.5 goals. I think that's probably about right.
But yeah.
I think that's probably a couple of goals shy of where this one will land. Geelong, I mean, it's inside, so they're fast, free flowing, strong contested teams. They'll get a lot of ball on the outside, and I think they can both put up decent numbers. So I think that one's in danger.
Yeah, if I was going to have a bet here, it would be the over. Still reeling from the Geelong North game at Etihad, where I thought the exact same bloody thing, and they were cruising. They needed 24 points in the last 17 minutes to cover, and they got 22. The useless pricks. If I was going to have a bet, I'd be over, but just enough for me to be irritated by games at the Docklands on a Saturday night. That's to stay away.
Fair enough.
We wrap things up down at Launceston on Sunday afternoon with Hawthorn and the Gold Coast. Hawks laying about 9 goals, total points line mid 190s. Gee, that's a high line for a game at Lonnie.
Yeah, and I thought Tasmania was supposed to get essentially blown away this week. I wasn't sure if it was even going to still be there, but come weekend. But
maybe they've moved it north.
Well, possibly. If it gets anywhere near 195, then Hawthorn cover the line. There's nothing surer than that.
Yeah. If it gets there because the Suns can't defend.
Well, this is Hawthorn's really big chance. I mean, I don't see any scenario where Hawthorn lose this game. They've got the bye next week. They're not going to rest anybody. They're going to go out all guns blazing. This is their back-to-back opportunity to build that percentage on the back of
the Essendon game from a fortnight ago. Yep.
Exactly right. So they've got the 9 or 10 wins or whatever it is. Yep. They're in that log of jam at the top. Percentage is still their weak point. This is their opportunity to really, really build that again. Mm. They could find themselves very close to the top two, if not in the top two, at the end of this week, with a resounding victory. So I think they'll go all out for that, all out for the big win this week, and they,
And have Gold Coast got the cattle to stop them?
I don't think so. 8 to 10 goals probably doesn't get it done. Weather's my only concern, but I think even if it is a little bit damp, then Hawthorn will probably still cover that line. So I'm gonna back Hawthorn to cover the big line against the underdogs here again.
Yeah, no bet here for me. The closest I got was the Hawks at the minus for all the reasons you've outlined. It just strikes me, I'm worried a little bit about rain. I'm more worried, as you said, about it, just a howling gale. You think, geez, it's going to be hard to get 9 goals in front because it's just going to be bloody hard to keep 9 straight.
Yeah, I think
that's my only reservation.
I think you'll find, though, that Hawthorn, because they've played there so much, they actually know the ground reasonably well. And you'll see their kicking stats at Aurora, and I can't definitively say this, but it's just a gut feel. I reckon if we look this up later on, you'll find that their kicking accuracy stats at Aurora are as good as they are at the MCG or any other uncovered ground. I think that they play those conditions pretty well. But
interestingly, the head-to-head, both the last two games between these sides, both at Aurora, both Hawks by 53. And if it happens again...
In neither of those games did Hawthorn actually need to build percentage. They were sitting on about 160 in those games already. So.
And the Suns, the Suns this year are about as bad a defensive side as there are getting around.
Yeah. No, I think that'll get pizzled.
So a total of two bets for me this week. I've got North Melbourne at the plus and GWS at the minus.
I've got three, mate. I've got North at the plus as well. I've got the over in the St Kilda Geelong game, and I've got Hawthorn to romp at home against the Gold Coast on Sunday afternoon.
There we are. Good luck and good punting, folks.